Namaste. My name is Hui Zimmerer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak, don't be a robot. T.H.F. Eker said so nice, when I'm scheduling my time, I don't like to be a robot. What he means with this, we have a to-do list and then we plan exactly our time for the whole day. If something is running bad, then we are upset and so on. And instead to plan our time with enough free time in between, and that we don't be that robot working like a machine, exactly like a machine, we can't be so. So the other choice is just we push our feelings away. If our child is crying, we push the feelings away. If our wife is crying, we push away our feelings and we become that robot, that machine. Nothing more. And if we push away our negative feelings, then they pile up. And afterwards, they can erupt to an inappropriate time, or can cause diseases, or can sabotage our success. So it will not help us so much. And the other side is, if we push away our negative feelings, we push also away our love or happiness, because they're corresponding with our negative feelings. We push away our hate, we push away our love. In order to feel love, we have to feel also our hate. In order to be happy or feel happiness, we have to feel also our sadness. It's just so very simple. There was in the bus a father with a kid or with a baby, and the baby was crying like crazy. And the father said, please calm down, please calm down. And nothing helped, the baby was crying more and more. And then the passenger next to him said, maybe your baby don't understand, please calm down. The father said, I say this to myself. It is, okay, in this song it is very simple, no? If we want to calm down our baby, we first have to calm down by ourselves. If we don't calm down, the baby doesn't calm down. And we are afraid that we're losing our face, and it's embarrassing that our baby is crying. In any case, we cannot do anything. But if we would feel our feelings, then it's easier to calm down. And it is quite simple. We have some negative feelings. We accept these feelings. And then we breathe deep in the feelings, and when we breathe out, we release the feelings. This means after 2 or 3 minutes, or maybe 5 minutes, the feelings are gone. Simple exercise, breathe in the feelings, let the feelings gone. You can make the feelings stronger if you're imagining something, bad, very bad things. The main thing is to let go our feelings. So in the society it looks not so nice. The overcool guys, everybody like, they don't have any feelings, great. And everybody like to test them if they really don't have any feelings, especially the children that don't believe that. They get a much harder time than the people who show feelings. Okay, then the reputation might be not so great. We might be lose our face, but we are feelings beings. Feeling beings. What I mean with this is our brain are coming from the animals. And most of our brains are feelings, subconsciousness. And we decide through our feelings and subconsciousness, and afterwards we find the reason why we have decided so or so. But the reality is that our subconsciousness and our feelings making nearly every decision. So, and now think over, we have suppressed our negative feelings, then the negative feelings inside of ourselves making the decision. Even we don't feel them, even we are not aware of them. Instead just to let go of the feelings, be a living being, show your feelings, and then thing is over. And we are much more relaxed. Okay, then we are not a superstar, who cares? But we are living beings. And we accept other people's feelings also. Then we have compassion for everybody. And we are much more happy. We have much more love. Okay. Thank you very much that I could speak over this, and bye.